This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts. Joy!
Yo, Melbourne! Well, it's Rach and Dean with Jackson in the back for the drive home this Tuesday night. Hey, yo, gals. Yo, I'm back!
Dean's hippity-hopping everywhere.
He's back and he's black, apparently.
He's wearing a backwards
cap. He's just
very
tan.
Coming up tonight, I'm going to talk about strange addictions. I'm going to talk about boobs.
And I'm going to talk about my new license. I got licensed while I was on holidays.
Oh,
license to kill.
License to thrill.
License to thrill.
License to rap, apparently.
Joy.
I've been a wild dog in this hip hop town. No gunslinger, no fool could bring me down. Now I finally met my match and he's the baddest boy around. And I'll say it loud and proud. I'm stuck. I'm stuck.
Here with your skinny jeans.
That's what she was stuck in. Oh my gosh, it makes so much sense now.
Is that what the song's about?
That's what it's about. That's Noah Cyrus. And you know who she is?
She's
Miley Cyrus's sister. Can't you tell by the way that they talk?
You sound like a prospector. That's real weird.
Don't they sound like...
You're listening to Rach and Dean with Jackson in the back for the drive home on this Tuesday evening.
We're together again.
We are family.
Rach is going silly.
I like to turn things that I say into song.
Uh-huh. I think that's
great. It's a thing. Could that be an addiction?
I don't know, but I'm going to talk to you about
You've got a very
strange...
addictive voice there.
Oh, thank you. Strange Addictions, right? Okay. So they've got like a whole TV series on it now.
Have they?
You can catch it on your streaming show things. And,
good plug. That's
yes,
good.
Your streaming show things.
Your unnamed streaming service.
Yes, service.
Your unmentionables.
So people are addicted to weird things these days.
They are.
Like really weird stuff. Mm-hmm. Like the woman who drinks paint because to her it feels like thick warm milk.
Just have some thick warm milk, Dale. That's weird.
Is it metal gloss, do you think?
Yeah. I want details. Mm. What colour?
Yes.
Like surely it's got to be non-toxic.
She drinks it out of shot glasses and stuff. I don't know. There's an old mate who eats glass as well. Just chews it. Just breaks it.
But with a tin of paint, do you reckon it's shaken or stirred? Did she shake or stir that paint?
Bond villain.
I've got all the questions today.
Oh, she goes at Bunnings, starts licking stuff. She's on
Give
a list.
Away from
yeah. So there's the people who have addictions to eating weird things, yeah. right? Mm. There's obviously people who have addictions just to eating food. But then there's people who have addictions to, like, fake tanning. You know those people who are, like, so thick of orange.
Uh-huh. Not mentioning any names. Donatello. Yep.
It can be an addiction. And I was like, I wonder what my addiction would be. And I realized that I continuously check my teeth, whether it's in a mirror or just like tongue over the front, to see if I have things in my teeth because I'm really paranoid about things being in my teeth. So I think that's a bit of a
strange
addiction.
Are you wearing away the enamel with your tongue?
Well, can that happen? Yeah, you
and
look
I
like
make
you're
that
on
awful
something.
Sound.
Like you've been up all night and there's something or other on the biscuits.
Exactly, but running your tongue over your teeth, does that dislodge the poppy seed? That's my question. Is it an effective way of getting rid of the old poppy seeds in the teeth?
You get your drink of water and you go through your teeth. Look, I'm all about the sound effects tonight.
You look a bit like Hello Clarice kind of thing.
Hey, but if you've got any weird addictions, let us know. 0427 joy949 or email on air at joy.org.au. Coming up soon, we're going to talk about boobs.
We're going to talk about boobs.
Yeah.
Joy.
You're with Rach and Dean with Jax in the back for the drive home and I'm thinking about dinner. My
Dindins.
Thoughts are going to dinner. What are you making for dinner tonight, Rach?
I'm making a paella.
A what?
Sorry?
Paella.
Is that how you say that?
It's a whole bunch of letters.
Okay.
How do you spell that?
P-A-E double L-A.
Paella.
Yeah, but
how
apparently...
How do you say la paella?
If you're Spanish, you don't pronounce the ools, you pronounce it as a yay. Yay!
And because the ools are now a yay. That's what I've got.
Paella. Paella.
Also, I understand, we were lucky enough to have a bit of a holiday last year in Spain, Barcelona.
Barcelona.
I learned to say hola.
Hola.
That's good.
But there's two different ways of saying it. There's hola and there's hola. One means hello and one means good day.
Oh,
say
hola.
It again. Hola. And hola.
Hola.
See, it's so different.
Hola. Hola.
Oh. Yes, I don't know if you hola. Hola.
Hola.
Hola. But when, Jax, when you make your nachos, what do you put on top of your nachos? Jalapenos?
Yeah. My mum once said jalapenos. I'm like, Mum, get out.
The jalapenos?
What are you doing? The jalapenos sounds so not all right. Sounds like a slur.
Grandmother has asked for gnocchi before.
Gnocchi? Oh, like a good plate of gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
Oh, what's that? Someone's knocking at the door. Get me out. I'm back in the back now, and this is why.
You should never, ever ask for gnocchi or jalapenos, which is my segue for a song. This is Never Ever. With, how do I say that? Roxop.
Oh.
Roysock. They're Rock Norwegian, Sop. Don't you know? Norwegian electronic pop duo.
I didn't know that. Thank you.
Rocky Sop.
We can't say any words. Rock your sops off.
You are on Joy 94.9 with the laughter continues. Get you That was Never Ever. You're on Joy 94.9's Rach and Dean with Jackson in the back for the drive home.
Oh,
coming,
yeah.
Hola.
Sorry.
Coming up this hour, we're going to talk about which celebrity has had a boob job.
Yes,
or
we
two.
Are.
But can I tell you, I've been on a holiday.
We know. You're glowing.
Yes.
You look beautiful.
I've got a bit of a tan. I've been up north, up to the sunshine.
I've been down south. Sorry.
Have you?
No, I have not.
I've been up north and I went to Cairns, which is lovely. I've not been to Cairns for a while. And me and Anthony, my boyfriend, did a Segway tour. Have you ever done a Segway tour?
No, I look a bit silly.
They look terrifying.
Just walk.
Just why walk when you can Segway, Jax?
You got me there. Did you not hear that the inventor of Segways died on a Segway?
Didn't he Segway
yes.
off a cliff?
Yes.
Or was that just a story?
No, he did.
Well, it is a story.
It's true.
It's a story. Let me tell you my story.
I threw my pen down in disgust.
Let the man speak.
So we arrive in Cairns and we're on a cruise ship. And I don't know if you've ever cruised on a cruise ship.
You cruised on a cruise
ship?
Excuse me.
But I was cruising on a cruise ship and can I just say that it was like a retirement village on water. Shall we say that I wasn't the oldest person on the ship?
That sounds very smelly.
Let's just say that the buffet, lots of soft foods.
Oh, yeah.
They did a good jello. Anyway, we had a great time. I shouldn't bag it. But I was one of the younger people there. But anywho, so we get to Cairns. We've signed up for this Segway tour. And we're sitting there waiting to be collected. And we see this couple just sitting to our left who are coming on the Segway tour. And they don't look like they're fit for Segwaying. They're a little bit older, shall we say.
A little bit older?
Like
how
80.
Old?
They're in the 80s.
That's not a Segwaying age.
And we say to this couple, looking forward to the Segway tour. She said, oh, yes, I do like a good bus trip. Good bus trip, she says.
Oh.
And we're like, bus trip? No, she said, yeah, Segway buses. We're into a bus trip around Cairns. And we're like, no, we're Segwaying around the Botanical Gardens in Cairns. And she's like, oh, do you think that'll be okay? And we're like, I'm sure they can accommodate you. They've taken your money after all.
Yeah, exactly.
Poor woman. Like, who would want to do it? Just do a bus around the car park? Like, it's weird.
It's very popular with the set of people who are on my cruise. But anyway, yes. So we get to the Cairns and we get ferried off to the Segway meeting point and we get shown how to use the Segway. And the poor woman and her elderly husband, turns out the husband's got dementia. He can't remember things.
Oh, God.
And of course, there's instructions so that you don't Segway off the cliff.
Yeah.
But so the poor wife's wondering whether this is going to be an eventful day.
Gosh.
It's a bit concerning, but they were lovely. They looked after them very well.
Yeah.
And he had this gentleman in his 80s who is suffering from dementia had the best day ever.
Oh,
Segwaying around Cairns.
That's lovely.
He won't remember it tomorrow, but he had a great day. But the good news is that I've now got my very own license. I'm now licensed to Segway.
That is
You've
incredible.
Always been good at it.
I know.
Joy 94.9.
Dave has said, did you hear about the baked beans on holiday in Australia?
No, I didn't. What happened?
They ended up in Cairns.
Oh, Dave, you silly Billy.
It's very... in Cairns.
I'm like, yeah, Cairns.
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 God, we're talking about pronunciation. You can't say many things.
No, what's the other thing about... What were beans called in Mexico?
Frijoles. Frijoles.
Oh, don't touch my frijoles.
Stick around. Let's talk about... we'll talk about Jackson's frijoles a little bit more.
Please.
Coming
no
up after this.
Joy 94.9.
And you're on Joy 94.9. It's with Rach and Dean and Jackson's in the back for the drive home.
Your hands on your hips are looking very sassy, Dean.
Sassy.
He's getting into it. Back from holidays. He's tan. He's fresh. Oh, he's ready to go.
Fresh as a daisy.
He's got new boobs.
I do not have new boobs.
I like your old boobs.
It's time for some celebrity news.
Celebrity news. And this week, folks.
Boobs are in the news.
We're talking about boobs, which is great. Boobs are great. I love them very much. Remember Katie Price?
Who?
A.K.A. Boobs. Jordan.
Oh, she was married to Peter Andre back in the day.
Whoa. Mysterious boobs. Yeah.
Because she was a page three girl. Yeah.
She was a page... Is that when she gets the old fajolies out? On page three? Is that what happens? On the sun?
And I think page four as well, because she had a healthy serving of boob.
She did. Mm. She has had 9 boob jobs.
No.
That is a lot.
9.
All getting bigger?
Well, no, because she had her first boob job when she was 20. So she went from a B cup to an F cup, which is like going from an apple to a beach ball, I think.
Oh, no.
Like, out of control. And then she
at
had
20.
She had them lifted as well when she had 3 kids. Like, do they still work? Well, I guess they do with the mammary glands and milk ducts and stuff. I don't know. But now what she's doing is she wants to get them reduced again.
Oh, she's going down again.
She's going down.
What letter is she going to
now? They're shrinking. I don't know.
Somewhere between B and F.
somewhere. Yeah, she's like she's playing a piano. I just think it's so like they were tremendously big.
A TV series about it.
I don't know because she was on that show.
That show?
You know that show?
Big Brother?
Yeah, no? But also she was on something else. Was she not? I don't know.
Botched? No.
Oh gosh.
Oh, embarrassing bodies. But you think is it 9 boob jobs or is it 18 boob jobs?
Oh,
do you
one
count
for
them,
each.
How do you count your boob jobs?
I think you would because sometimes if you had a reconstruction, you know, due to breast cancer or something, you can just get one. But I think she's gone. I thought when she said 9 boob jobs, she just put them down her stomach like little bitch tits. I just want to say bitch tits. It's not swearing. It's the real word for it.
It's a medical term.
Then she gets to feed a family of goats. But that's not what she's doing. No. She's not some weird queen bee suckling goats.
Do you think, and I've never bought a bra?
Yeah. Oh.
Nor have I done a bra, which is quite weird, but that's another whole story. But how do you, if you had to go up 9 boob jobs, does that mean you have 9 sets of bra? Or, you know,
Would you replace your lingerie every time?
Oh, look, I need a new bit of lingerie. I need a boob job to do it.
Yeah. She could probably walk into a lingerie shop and be like, if you give me a bra that fits these perfectly, I'll take a photo and put it on my social media. Mm. And they'll be like, have it for free, darling.
Do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah, she's so one of those people that would get free bras.
Yeah, what's she about?
I don't know.
What does she think? What does she feel? What's in there?
Is she even real?
No.
Apparently not. Not after 9 boob jobs.
Get a brain job. No, is that nice?
No,
I don't know.
No, I'm sure she's a lovely person.
Well, if you have to resort to alternating your body to feel better at yourself. I don't think
but
it
she gets
good.
The love. You're with Rachel and Dean with Jackson back for the drive home. And we're not fluffing feathers here. We're talking boobs.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we love boobs. We did get a message through the two very old poofs.
They're yours.
Thanks for sending us a message. They said, ladies, on the old calculators, in the olden days, just after the abacus, if you entered 80085, it used to spell boobs.
Oh, it still does, yeah.
I think it still does.
Get your phones out, not if you're driving, and then enter it.
Uh-huh.
Laughs for days. I like how they included Dean and the ladies.
Ladies, I'm a lady.
You're a lady.
You've been a lady of leisure, so it makes sense.
I have had a holiday. Have I told you?
Mm.
I had a holiday. I got a tan.
Did you get your nails done?
I didn't. Okay. No. Do you think I should have?
I don't know. I don't know why I brought that up.
I don't know either.
Joy. I'm being passive aggressive.
Oh, are you?
What are you doing?
No, I was reminded this week of poor parking because I live near a hospital and people park terribly on our street.
People parking with passive aggressive tendencies.
Yes. Oh, say that with a mouthful of marbles.
I know.
So, dear old Mama Sue, my mum, who is like the epitome of minister's wife, she's such a godly woman, taught me at a very young age of a good way to get back at people who drive badly, and that is to leave a message on their windscreen.
It's very godly of her.
When you say leave a message, do you drop your pants or?
No, my mum said the best way to do it. She's like, get a lipstick that you don't like anymore and write on their windscreen with lipstick because that does not come off easily. So they learn their lesson and they have to use elbow grease to get it off. But I was like,
a waste of lipstick.
I've been very interested in finding out some of the most passive aggressive letters left on windscreens.
I think Mama Sue, though, wins a prize for being the passive-aggressive queen with that one.
Does. It was fantastic. I've never actually done it, but I'm feeling like I might put this plan into action sometime this week.
Is that passive, though, or just aggressive?
It's passive-aggressive because you could go up to them and be like, yo, don't park in my street and park over driveways. Or you could write a note on their windscreen using lipstick.
Watching too many movies there. Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
It's just the vibe.
Yo, yo, I'm buying.
Joy, 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, any show, anytime. joy.org.au.
Joy!
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.